Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But is that green earth a sphere or is it a pancake? Yes, there are flat earthers in this country. And yes, if you believe that the earth is actually flat and not round, you probably will believe anything, which is why one of the best rules about understanding conspiracy theories is it's never just one. You know, they used to say a potato chip ad, you can't eat just one. Well, if you're going to eat and digest a deep-seated conspiracy theory about the Kennedy assassination or about the origins of COVID or anything else, the chances are you're going to be endorsing even more conspiracy theories. And right now there is a great deal of focus going back to conspiracy theories, not about the green earth, but about the white moon, with questions about whether the moon even exists. I know, it seems weird, but we will get to it on the Medved Show. We're also waiting for any moment for Chris Christie to come up before the podium and make a momentous announcement, which apparently appears to be, at least according to most sources, his withdrawal from the race or suspending his campaign. And that would have a real impact. Also, speaking of real impact, tonight is the debate. First time there's just two people on that stage. Those people will be Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina and former UN ambassador. And when they are meeting tonight, as was, and even when Donald Trump is going to be doing his own town hall to compete with the debate, because he won't deign to debate with any of his opponents, people who are watching the debates are going to hear an ad. It's an ad that's going to be running nationally on Fox during the Haley and DeSantis and Trump town halls on January 8th through 10th. And it's from the Republican Accountability Project. And here's what that ad has to say.
You have to get your people to fight.
President Trump is responsible for provoking the events of the day.
And we fight. We fight like hell.
The president's language and rhetoric crossed a line, and it was reckless.
We will never concede, and you don't concede when there's theft involved.
This is the cost of telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election.
And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Republican Accountability PEC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, it works on trying to alarm people on what people believe is, and the polls, by the way, show this. When people are asked about the percentage of even Republicans who approve of the behavior of the so-called hostages who stormed the Capitol building in January 6th, the approval rating for what they did is 30% among Republicans. It's much less than that if you take the full population. But 70% of Republicans disapprove or somewhat disapprove of what happened on January 6th. And so Trump's tendency now to describe these as the J6 hostages and talk about pardoning them and that they are heroes, it's one of those things that's going to be problematic for his campaign. Something else that is problematic for his campaign is yesterday there was a hearing where there were arguments made with a panel of three federal appellate judges who were judging the claim of immunity that Donald Trump was trying to put forward for former presidents and current presidents, basically protecting them from any prosecution at all. There's another argument that he put forward that constitutes our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And in fairness, this is not a tweet. It is not even an X. It is a Truth Social, and it's from Donald J. Trump. And it says, without immunity, it would be very hard for a president to enjoy his or her golden years of retirement. I'm not making this up. This is really from President Trump. Without immunity, it would be very hard for a president to enjoy his or her golden years of retirement. They would be under siege by radical, out-of-control prosecutors, much like I am. But without the retirement. That's three exclamation points. So you think that's happened for former President Bush? He's been alive for a long time since he left the White House. Seems to be enjoying his retirement. He's doing some really fine painting. If you look at his paintings, they're doing well. You think it's true for President Obama? He's been busy enjoying a retirement where he and his wife together have made millions of dollars with their books, their memoirs. Bill Clinton maybe enjoyed parts of his retirement more than he should have, but who knows? And then again, you have Jimmy Carter, who has made the most of his golden years of retirement. Okay. Former President Trump warned that following a court appearance in his January 6th case, that there will be bedlam to come if the charges against him concerning January 6th cause him to lose the presidential election. Trump's rhetoric has turned increasingly violent as he vies for a second term in office while under four indictments. Trump's legal team has been arguing that he is immune from charges related to his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in both the federal and state cases against him. By the way, his alleged efforts? He admitted, he talked about it proudly, that he was trying to overturn the results of the election because he believed the election was rigged, that the election was stolen. The three-judge panel yesterday appeared inclined to reject Trump's immunity claims in the federal case, though they did not say when or how they will rule. When one judge on the panel asked whether a president would be immune from prosecution if they ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a rival, Trump's lawyer argued the president could only be prosecuted in such a scenario if he was first impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate. Replying to that argument, a member of special counsel Jack Smith's team said, "What kind of world are we living in?" Well, we're living in a world where there's this story covered in the Daily Mail, actually covered all around the world, where as NASA delays its moon landing to 2026, conspiracy theories are reignited online. What do the conspiracy theories say? We never went to the moon in the first place. How dare you say it's been more than 50 years since humanity first set foot on the moon? No, the previous moon landing was a fake, and this one is supposed to be a fake, too. How do we know? We will get to that particular conspiracy theory. And by the way, if you adhere to it, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
Michael Medved.
Here you are, as smart as Satan himself. Okay. Frighteningly smart, but so is the devil.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Associated Press is reporting here on the Michael Medved Show that Chris Christie is scheduled to host a town hall meeting that's supposed to have begun already. It's going to be taking place in Windham, New Hampshire. Nice town, by the way. Been there. But he's going to be speaking at 5 p.m., hours before two of his rivals, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meet for the fifth GOP presidential debate of the 2024 election cycle. And that's the only debate that Christie did not qualify for. The news comes as a surprise, given that Christie had staked the success of his campaign on New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation primary, which is now less than 2 weeks away. He had insisted as recently as Tuesday night that he had no plans to leave the race, rebuffing growing calls for him to step aside as he continued to cast himself as the only candidate willing to directly take on the former president. And the former president hasn't spoken out about the space program, but the piece in the Daily Mail from London, and what much the Brits think of us here, really, it's been more than 50 years since humanity first set foot on the moon, and ever since then, conspiracy theories that the landing was faked have been rife. While none of these theories have any grounding in reality, none whatsoever, let me add, that hasn't stopped them from spreading like wildfire. Now, as NASA delays its highly anticipated return to the moon to 2026, social media have once again been flooded with claims that man never visited our lunar satellite in the first place. Humanity first set foot on the moon, conspiracy theories that the landing was faked have been rife. Despite appearing to be waving in the wind, there is no wind on the moon, you see. The flag photo taken by the Apollo 11, seen here with Buzz Aldrin, is held up by a metal rod and is hanging crumpled in the moon's low gravity. The delayed missions have led some skeptics to claim that they can't figure out how they did it the first time. They're never going to fake another moon landing, said one commenter on social media. Artemis 2 or 3 will end in a disaster, and human spaceflight will be postponed indefinitely. They're never going to fake another moon landing, one user wrote. Artemis 2 or 3 will end in a disaster. Meanwhile, Artemis 3, which will once again put astronauts on the moon, won't take place now until September of 2026. One commenter wrote, "The way you guys are preparing to land on the moon again, it seems like it's the first time you are actually planning a moon trip." Another wrote, "It seems like they can't figure out how they did it the first time." And another added, "They're never going to fake another moon landing." Montage shows highlights of iconic Apollo 11 moon landing. Let us go back to Earth and to Chris Christie. Listen.
Glad we're having better weather than we had yesterday. We were up in Rochester yesterday, and it was snowing, like real New Hampshire snow. So it was good to experience that. So thank you all for coming tonight. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your support. You know, we start these town halls the same way. I've started in the same way ever since we were up at St. Anselm's in June to tell you why we're in this race. And we're in this race to tell the truth. From the beginning, we've been in this race to tell the truth. Fact is that as we were watching this race come together from where Mary Pat and I were sitting at home in New Jersey, we were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake. And no one would tell the truth about Donald Trump. No one would tell the truth about his divisiveness, his stoking of anger for his own benefit, him putting himself before the people of this country, myself included, who gave him the honor of being President of the United States from 2017 to 2021. Personal ambition is a necessary element for any political candidate. You got to get out of bed in the morning and be able to really believe in your heart that you have something to offer to folks that's better and different. And so I have no argument with people who are involved in politics being ambitious. You need to have it. But it can't be what governs your decision making. Ambition can't be what makes you decide how to do things as a public figure. It could just be the fuel that gets you out of bed, that gets you in front of a room like this, that gets you on the phone raising money, that gets you working for people who you believe in, and gets you working for yourself. I made a political decision 8 years ago when I dropped out of the race in 2016. I looked at the polls, and I decided that Donald Trump was going to be the nominee, and that since I'd known him for 15 years, that I could make him a better candidate, and if he won, maybe a better president. I knew his flaws, but I also knew he was going to win the nomination. So I decided that I would get behind him and support him. I let the ambition get ahead and in control of the decision making. And after I figured that out, I promised myself and I promised my wife that I would never, ever do that again. And I'm not going to. So for all the people who have been in this race, who have put their own personal ambition ahead of what's right, they will ultimately have to answer the same questions that I had to answer after my decision in 2016. Those questions don't ever leave. In fact, they're really stubborn. They stay. And so I know how I'm answering those questions. I've never believed that Donald Trump was a foregone conclusion as our nominee in this race. And I knew that the case had to be made against him. Now, there are people in our party who are resigned to the fact that he was going to be the nominee, resigned with the fact that the case didn't even need to be made because it would be a waste of time. They sat on the sidelines, and all they did was voice their opposition in private, behind closed doors, quietly, so no one could hear.
Chris Christie.
And that's not.
From New Hampshire at a town hall that he called in Windham, speaking about his decision, apparently. He hasn't gotten to it yet. We will get right back to him, talking about a decision that may have a profound impact on both the New Hampshire primary, which is January 23rd, and just 5 days from now, the Iowa caucuses. We'll be right back to Chris Christie coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right back to a historic moment in this campaign. It will have a real impact, it seems to me. Chris Christie making his announcement to that group of people, particularly in New Hampshire. He's in Windham, New Hampshire now. And let it, the former governor of New Jersey continue.
We've said and done so far. And I'm proud of all the people who have supported us and are willing to do what needs to be done to restore the soul of our country. See, because in the end, all those issues that we've talked about at all the town halls, they're all really important. But they're no more important than the most important issue. And that is the character of the candidate. You don't know what's going to come across the next president's desk. You think you can predict it, but you can't. No one asked George W. Bush or Al Gore what they would do if four airliners were hijacked and flown into symbols of American power and killing thousands of Americans. No one asked them that in New Hampshire in 2000. But I was glad we had a man of character sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office when that attack came. Because I knew George Bush would do everything he needed to do to protect this country and its people and put them first, not himself first. Imagine just for a moment if 9/11 had happened with Donald Trump behind the desk. The first thing he would have done was run to the bunker to protect himself. He would have put himself first before this country. And anyone who is unwilling to say that he is unfit to be president of the United States is unfit themselves to be president of the United States. Campaigns are run to win. That's why we do them. I see the chairman here in New Hampshire. He knows. We run campaigns to win. My goal has never been to be just a voice against the hate and the division and the selfishness of what our party has become under Donald Trump. It's also been to win the nomination and defeat Joe Biden and restore our party and our country to a new place of hope and optimism in this country. I've always said that there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal, that I would get out. And it's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States. I know, and I can see it from some of the faces here, that I'm disappointing some people by doing this. People who believe in our message and believe in what we've been doing. I also know, though, it's the right thing for me to do. Because I want to promise you this. I am going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be president of the United States again. And that's more important than my own personal ambition. So we have to decide now. We have to decide in the next 10 months, who do we want to be as a country? We forget that people are walking thousands of miles still to get here. We talk about the problems in the border, and there are problems, and we have to fix them, and we have to secure our border, and we have to do it in a way that's smart and sensible and will work, because it's not right to have a porous southern border in this country. But I want you to remember something. Those people who are coming over that border, many of them are walking hundreds, if not thousands, of miles to get there, because here is where they see hope. Here is where they see freedom. Here is where they see success. Here is where they see that flag, which means for them, thousands of miles away in other countries, all of those principles. We are still the indispensable nation to the rest of the world. We need to be the indispensable nation once again to each other. We need to believe in America as much as they believe in America.
Wow.
Right now, they believe in America in a way that this country, angry, divided, with selfish leadership, who puts their own ambition first, isn't doing for our country anymore. We need to change that. And every election is an opportunity to change it. We have people in this race, all they will do is tell you how bad everything is, how angry we should be. And there's certainly sufficient reason for anger at the failures of the leaders we've selected. But they're doing it not for that reason. It's not a moment of honesty and transparency, believe me, it's not. It's because they believe when we get angry, what we'll do is naturally relate to the angriest voice in the room. Donald Trump wants you to be angry every day because he's angry. He wants you to be angry so that you'll relate to his anger and then to vote for him. Please understand this. I have known him well for 22 years, more than anybody else in this race has known him. And I can promise you this. If you put him back behind the desk in the Oval Office and a choice comes and a decision is needed to be made as to whether he puts himself first or he puts you first. How much more evidence do you need that he will pick himself? And if that is what we have there, then people are going to remain angry, remain divided, and become even more exhausted than they are today. The country that I think we should choose is the country that recognizes that our differences have always been our strength, not a weakness, not something to divide us and anger us, but our differences have been our strength. We've come from different countries at different times to different places with different skills, with different religions. And yet, only here can those people become an American. You can't go to Germany and become a German. You can't come to Great Britain and become British. But you can come here and become an American, a real part of this country. The moment we become a place where people no longer want to come in search of a better, freer, stronger nation, that will be the real problem that will be harder to solve. We back our allies around the world, and they shouldn't have to think twice about having America's support. Yes, we have petty politics interfering.
Announcing the suspension of his campaign in Windham, New Hampshire. It is a historic speech, and I do believe that history will remember this speech. It is the first speech, it seems to me, by any candidate so far in this election cycle that will genuinely be remembered. And there's a sense Chris Christie speaking without notes and not reading a teleprompter, obviously, speaking from a heartfelt conviction about the danger and pain he perceives in the country around him. We'll play you the very end of what he has to say, which is coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Chris Christie, the candidate for president, former governor of New Jersey, just saying that he believes that the moment that was a turning point in the campaign, which convinced him the weaknesses of his rivals for the candidate for the presidency, who appeared with him in debates, was in that first debate in Milwaukee, where they asked if President Trump is convicted of a felony, would you still support him if he wins the Republican nomination? And all of the candidates except for him, for Chris Christie, raised their hands. He said Ron DeSantis a little bit reluctantly because he wasn't sure what to do or what to say. He's concluding, I think, where he's going next. This is Chris Christie live.
Republic, if you can keep it. Benjamin Franklin's words were never more relevant in America than they are right now. The last time they were this relevant was the Civil War, which of course we know was caused by slavery. The last time those words were that relevant, back in those days. And now we are confronted, 160 years later, with that question again. A republic, if we can keep it, it's up to you. I've been running ads all over New Hampshire, ending it, saying it's up to you. And it is. It's not up to me. I've done everything I can. And it's not about me. The other candidates, some of them have made it about them. It's okay. But you forget that the privilege to serve in public office is not about you, but about the people who give you the privilege. Then you lose your way.
And with that, so, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
And Chris Christie winding it up, an emotional speech. He, by the way, he did seem to have some notes at the podium, but looking at them very occasionally. I don't want to misstate. Here we're back with Chris Christie.
The other candidates, some of them have made it about them. Okay. But you forget that the privilege to serve in public office is not about you, but about the people who give you the privilege.
then you lose your way. So tonight is a sad night for me and for Mary Pat, because believe it or not, we really love the people in this state. We love being here. Both of our experiences in 2016 and 2024, and coming to New Hampshire and holding two-hour town hall meetings and answering every question, has been one of the great joys and honors of our lives. The relationships we've made here have been lifelong relationships now that we're going to keep going forward, no matter what else we do with our lives and our careers. I look around this room and see so many people who have been to so many of these meetings and have been so wonderfully supportive of us. I'd start to name names, but then I'd screw that up and I'd forget somebody who was really important to us. So I'm not going to do that. You know who you are. And you know how much we treasure our relationships with you. But I will mention one person, because she texted me either last night or this morning, and she said to me, please, please don't drop out. We need you. And that was our friend Tony Pappas. And because I had decided at that moment in my heart, and so had Mary Pat, that we were going to, I didn't respond to you because I didn't want to lie to you. But I turned to Mary Pat and I handed her the phone and showed her. I said, these are the kind of people that we're fighting for. The people who believe that what we have to offer is something important and special, and that what we're talking about matters. And it meant a lot to me to get that text from you, Tony, because I know that you've been through a lot of campaigns here in this state, and to hear from you that you wanted me to stay made me feel guilty, but also made me feel wonderful. And, you know, both those feelings can exist at the same time. And I thank you for that. And what Tony, I pointed out, what Tony is represented by a lot of people in this room who we've heard from over the last...
Ramping up his speech in New Hampshire. This sets the stage for, it seems to me, the obvious first question to Donald Trump. And is he going to be gracious? What do you think? What do you think, President Trump, when he's asked today, tonight, in just a couple of hours from now, he's going to be on the air with Martha McCallum and Bret Baier. They told Axios ahead of their live town hall, which is coming up tonight with former President Trump, that they're hoping to draw him into a substantive discussion around foreign policy. A few journalists, if any, Axios says, have been able to keep him in line. In deciding to skip and counter-program tonight's GOP primary debate on CNN and all others in this cycle, Trump hasn't had to answer many tough questions on policy, not answer them head-on while campaigning. McCallum said, if I have a goal, it's to make sure that we're looking forward and not back, because I think that's really what voters care about. So no matter how much Trump may be impelled to talk about the campaign of 2020, which he believes was stolen, that's not apparently going to have a chance to do that tonight. And with if Chris Christie concludes the day, as apparently his campaign says he will, without endorsing another candidate, my guess is he will be watching TV tonight in the engagement between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley as closely as anyone. And two of the questions that are going to be very basic looking at those two people is which one of them would work best as an alternative to Donald Trump? Because I think that Chris Christie does speak. No, it's not for a big majority of the Republican Party, but it's a big slice of the Republican Party, and it's people that you've met and that you know and that basically exist out there. People who believe in Republican principles and in conservatism and conservative ideas, including peace through strength. There's no more noble conservative idea than NATO. The fact of democratic governments standing together to defend the principles that literally 400,000 Americans died for in World War II, to continue to defend the principles that Abraham Lincoln exemplified, leading Americans to make unbearable and unimaginable sacrifices in defense of the Union and in defense of human liberty. Chris Christie did give a little bit of a laugh line when he said, he referred to the suffering of the Civil War. He compared our situation to the situation of the generation of the Civil War. And he said, yes, the Civil War that I know was caused by slavery. Yes, a little bit of a hit on Nikki Haley. There's also a report that is out there now that he was caught on a hot mic with a phone call before he got up to speak. And said that he did not have confidence in Nikki Haley actually winning the fight against Trump. But that will be in focus tonight. And boy, are we going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow. Because this is a big night. Last debate before the Iowa caucuses. And then Trump at the same time giving his vision for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.